Milwaukee police say the aunt and foster mother of 13-month-old Christopher Thomas Jr. killed the infant early last month. The case has led some to say that workers at the Milwaukee Bureau of Child Welfare missed signs that the boy and his 2-year-old sister were being abused. The Bureau is part of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. The Milwaukee Child Welfare Partnership Council is an appointed advisory body to the state. State official Janelle Hines says during a special meeting of the council today, the Child Welfare Bureau will give a briefing on child deaths, specifically the Thomas case. Hines says that part of the meeting won't be open to the public.
Because it will be confidential information as it relates to a child abuse investigation or incident, and the Partnership Council was designated a citizen review panel in January of this year, and as a citizen review panel, they're allowed to go into closed session and receive information and briefing on confidential information as it relates to child welfare cases in Milwaukee.
Hines says when the state's investigation into the Thomas death is completed, the findings will be released. Earlier this week, about a dozen people protested outside the Child Welfare Bureau office. They called for more accountability, more funding, and more training for social workers. A leader of that protest says she plans to attend today's meeting. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.